Well, now, listeners, I have some very special guests in studio with me now, and they are the marketing manager for the All Credit Union, Kieran Quill, and senior loan officer, Siobhan Daly, who's specialising on this occasion to tell us a little bit about Cultivate Agri loans. Because, listeners, in case you aren't aware of it, this week is National Cultivate Week from the 27th of March until the 2nd of April. And there's a special meeting tonight that both Kieran and Siobhan want to tell you a little bit about and to invite you to participate. So, firstly, where's my manners? Kieran and Siobhan, welcome to the programme.
Thanks very much, Tommy.
And Kieran, National Cultivate Week. Maybe you'd explain to myself and the listeners, what's this all about, please?
Sure. So, basically, Cultivate is our agri-finance loan product. It's designed specifically for farmers in mind, and we're part of 46 credit unions around the country, hence it's a national campaign. So we just picked this week as being our National Cultivate Week. So we're just, it's just driving awareness for farmers on the agri-product loans for them specifically. It's a low rate, and they have a specifically low rate, which is, you know, incentivized to help them. So I suppose the farmers would use the agri-loans for upgrade of buildings, new equipment, new livestock, that kind of thing. So it's just to keep the, it's an operational loan. And the max at the moment is 50K. But we are looking at going up to 75. So it's not the big 200, 100K. It's the small operational loans.
That are very good.
And Siobhan, this would be very necessary, wouldn't it, really, for, I think, farmers who are hoping to expand their business or coming out of the pandemic now and thinking, I can do A, B and C. Call into yourselves or...
Yeah, exactly. I suppose we've done a different loans. We've done underpasses for cows, you know, for the lanes underneath instead of going on the roads.
Yes, very important.
Exactly, you know, milk machines upgrades and automatic milking clusters. So there's various amount of reasons that we've done the loans for. But if anyone wants to come in and have a chat with us, we'll go through it any day of the week. Myself and Jason are there, and we'll chat through the different options and the way to go through it and which suits them best.
So this week we're actually running personal finance clinics for farmers. So if they want to come in and assess what their credit is like or how they're doing and stuff, Siobhan or Jason. So they can just ring and make an appointment, and Siobhan and Jason will go through everything with them, show them how it works. I mean, there's no commitment, but it's just if they're thinking, I have to do a project in 6 months' time, just to see how they
plan ahead.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, and what paperwork is needed.
What's
and
needed
how to
as
go
well,
through
yeah.
all that.
There's a checklist we give as well for accounts and all that kind of thing. So
now, this evening, we're talking on Wednesday evening here, Kieran and Siobhan. They don't even have to call in because it's going to be a very exciting event on this evening that you'd like to share with our listeners.
Yeah, so there's an online webinar with the dairy editors from the Irish Farmers Journal, and I can't remember his name, but anyway, he's hosting it, and it's basically the spring outlook for the next couple of months to see how things are going, what
the
farmers
trends and all
yeah,
of that
what latest
go
trends, how farmers should be aware, you know, what to be particularly with, you know, energy. We're just coming out of the energy issue during the winter, fertilizers as well, costs and stuff. So things are mounting up, a lot of costs are mounting up for farmers. So it's just to see what the outlook is like for the next sort of 6 to 12 months.
Well, I think this is a marvellous opportunity, Kieran and Siobhan. So farmers or anybody in a farming family or of interest in farming, from their armchair, on their phone, on their laptop tonight, Siobhan, they're going to hear some of Ireland's leading experts. And they're not committing themselves to anything.
No, and it's a great informational evening to find out about different aspects of everything, really, too.
So if they go to our either the news section of our website, there's a link on the website.
No, that's it. For people who are not good on the technology, Kieran, could I suggest, listeners, if you're not, maybe somebody... if I may, you be ageist, younger in your household, might switch you on, or if not, Kieran, if they,
either,
it's fairly straightforward.
Yes,
isn't
all
it?
You do is click on the link. Basically, there'll be a link in the news section of our website, or else on any of our social media channels, so Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn.
Okay.
So the link will be there. So you just click on the link, accept. You have to put in your details, brief details, and that'll give you straight into Zoom. And it's on at 8 o'clock this evening.
And it's not going on all night, I would imagine.
I think it's maximum an hour.
So.
There you are. And people can tune in for a little bit.
Oh, absolutely.
They don't have to stay. They can walk out of the room.
And you're anonymous, so they don't even know that you're there.
You're there.
There's no commitment. And it is national, so it's not all, you know, our area. So it's across the country. So it'll be hopefully hundreds of people will be in.
Okay, that'll be marvellous. And it's, Siobhan, just to give people an idea of what the content is, it's kind of planning with the experts for the spring and the summer. Is that the idea?
Yeah, exactly, I suppose. And like Kieran said there, the costing of fertiliser and everything has gone up. So I suppose it's planning and the costing that the farm is going to incur in the next 6 to 12 months.
I was thinking even energy costs, Kieran, you know, electricity, our own, just
the
our own homes,
yep.
Running a farm with all the machinery there. Mm-hmm. It must be a nightmare.
Absolutely. And that's what we, like, part of this capital is for sort of solar panels.
So yes.
This agri-loan can cover, you know, solar panels or any of the green wind energy as well. So
okay.
If they want to look at creating their own energy on site and stuff. So it's not just the farming equipment or the farming side, it's also the green side as well that they can.
Okay.
And there are various grants as well to go on top of, obviously you get the money from us.
Then
there's TAMS grants are moving towards green energy products.
And I suppose, Siobhan, to emphasise, a farmer or member of a farming family, they don't have to be a member to look at this meeting tonight or even to call
in and
talk to you about loans.
No, you don't have to be a member, and it's very easy to become a member with us as well. Once we do the loan or we go through and you want to go ahead, we'll just make you a member of the credit union then. All our loans are insured, so if there was anything ever to happen, the loan is covered.
Isn't that marvellous altogether?
Excellent insurance, yeah.
Okay, and Kieran, you were mentioning the meeting tonight and the website. For people, let's say, who are even at the very beginning, what's the name of the website so they could put it into their computer?
www.yallcu.ie.
Y'all CU, listeners, if you're writing it down. Or even now, I suppose, if they typed in Y'all Credit Union
into Google, it'll come. Yeah, yeah. And it's
okay.
In the news section. It'll be the first article. There's a Cultivate article and you'll see the link there. Just click on the link and away it goes.
Listen, I just have to say to the two of you who are representing the credit union here, what a wonderful organisation the credit union is. From a personal point of view, down through the years, I have got a lot of loans with very little fuss from your good selves. So I suppose for anybody out there a little bit fearful or worried about approaching the credit union, Kieran or Siobhan, can I say personally, listeners, no fear whatsoever. You can dispel all of that idea because it's so easy now. And the staff, Kieran, inside in the credit union are so friendly. Yourself, Siobhan, and all the ladies and gentlemen in there.
Yeah.
You get a warm welcome when you come into the credit union.
Human
beings. No finger wagging at anybody. Like,
no lectures.
Do you remember the bank managers years ago?
The fear, absolutely.
The fear,
being,
you know,
called to the office.
And
being
calling and getting the letters in and out and all that kind of.
No,
that's all gone.
There's
a different atmosphere. So well done to everybody in the credit union.
Good lending team below.
Oh, they are. They're great. And a lot of the younger generation are moving to online. So you can actually apply directly online for a loan. So you don't actually have to come into the branches, you know, which is great as well. So that's where the younger cohort are going. They don't want to physically come in anymore. So so we're seeing a huge increase online loan applications.
Very good. And even Siobhan, just can we go back to basic opening hours for credit union members or people who want to even make inquiries? Farmers
or
non-farmers?
So we're open on Monday and Tuesday from 9:30 until 4:30. We're open Wednesday from 9:30 until 1:00, and we're opened Thursday and Friday from 9:30 to 5:00, and every Saturday from 9:30 to 1:00.
Can I say Saturday suits me and a lot of other people
very well.
Yeah.
If you're working during the week. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. And Kieran, not alone have you a wonderful branch here in Yall with a fantastic building, so aesthetically beautiful, but you also have outlying branches for people new to Yall.
We have our Killer branch, which is open from 5:30 to 7:30 on Thursday and 5 to 7:30 on Fridays.
Thursdays and Fridays,
yep.
They are.
And then Ardmore is open on Saturday mornings.
And I'd say they're busy enough branches too.
Yeah, they are. People, it's regular enough. So we're actually looking at expanding Killer in time. We might open it into more daytime hours as well.
Lovely.
It's great. I mean, I suppose we want our members to realise as well that you can become a member with us within a 20k radius of Yall.
Okay.
So you can go as far beyond Castlemartyr, Cloyne, Ballycotton, Ballynoe, Tallow, Capoquin, Clashmore, Knocknore, the whole way across.
Okay.
So you can be a member of two credit unions. You don't have to be just one.
Okay.
But I suppose we have the added advantage that we have mortgages. Which is no other credit union our area has, and also current accounts.
I was just going to ask you maybe just to expand on we have the ad running here for mortgages, do you know what I mean? So that might be of interest to people.
Well,
now
Siobhan is the queen of mortgages.
Siobhan, is it difficult or hard now, this whole process?
I suppose we follow very strict central bank policy, the very same as banks, and okay. So the same rules apply. But yes, we started probably 12 months ago now up and running, and they have been very, very successful, much more than we had anticipated. So it's great to see a lot of our younger members coming back to us, because at the end of the day, people like to talk to people and like to go through their financial circumstances face to face with a person.
Yes, personally I don't like getting on a phone to an anonymous number one, number two, absolutely, number five, number six. A complete opposite, listeners, if you call into the credit union. That's what I find, yeah, Siobhan, exactly. And Ciarán. God bless you.
If you think about that, if you're with a mortgage, you could be spending up to, well, we're €320,000. So you want to talk to people and you want to make sure it's a 30-year relationship you're building. So you want, that's why people are coming to us, because
it's the biggest purchase of your life.
Absolutely. It's the biggest thing you've ever
It is.
It's so important.
So these are some of the wonderful facilities available in the Yall Credit Union. And my two special guests are the marketing manager, Ciarán Quinn, and senior loan officer, Siobhan Daly. We're here mainly to emphasise this week, listeners, is National Cultivate Week. And this Wednesday evening, there's a very special seminar. Siobhan and Ciarán, would you remind them just of the seminar again now, in case people joined us late?
Yeah, sure. It's on this evening at 8 p.m. And the title is The Farming Outlook for Spring 2023. It's available on Zoom, and the link will be on the news section of our website, yallcu.ie, or else on any of our social media channels.
With some of Ireland's leading experts giving
absolutely.
You advice. Free.
Free, absolutely. Free advice. It's just an information. It's not due loans at all. It's just about the trends for the next couple of months for farmers.
So I think it's a marvellous service altogether. And again, continual support for farmers and others, Siobhan. We'd encourage anybody who would like to borrow money or start up a little account now that our banks are pulling out of you all, so to speak, come into yourselves.
Yeah, myself and Jason are there every day, so we can go through with anyone that wants to call in or give us a phone call, and we can go through anything regarding the agri loans with them.
Indeed. And even on ordinary loans, Siobhan, things like we were having confirmations, it's confirmation time now.
Communion season is coming, holiday season.
Holidays,
is coming,
cars, etc. You know,
home improvements. As the weather, not today, but
indeed,
as the weather gets better, people
and,
are thinking.
And for older children, maybe loans for college and all of that.
Yeah, you'll have educational and all of that.
And that more comes into August, September.
So we'll talk to you again about those times. But this week, anyway, 27th of March to the 2nd of April, listeners, is National Cultivate Week. Farmers are the target for this very special webinar this evening. Very easy to get onto, anyway, Ciarán.
Yep,
we really
just click on the link.
Click on the link in the website and you'll get a lot of information. It's on at 8 o'clock this evening. And if you can't get it to the webinar, Siobhan, they can call in and see you and make an appointment to see you at any time this week, next week, in the next few weeks.
Yeah, exactly.
And Ciarán, well done. And we thank you and Siobhan and all the team in the credit union for their support for the local radio as well, because without you and other sponsors, we wouldn't be here. So
thank you.
And we wish you all the best with the webinar and future business, Siobhan.
Thanks very much.
Thank you very much for joining us today.
Cheers.